بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, there is a very good dear friend of mine, Vivek Patwardhan, who retired recently, retired a couple of years ago, from Asian Paints, where he was heading the HR function. He was Vice President of Human Resources. And I did some work for him. We did some very important work for him in performance assessment, actually creating a 360-degree appraisal system itself. And after that, we continue to be close friends. Now, he writes blogs, very interesting blogs, which he very kindly shares with me. And I was reading the latest one which he shared, and the title is Work Ethic is Important Because It is a Choice. Let me repeat that. Work ethic is important because it is a choice. Now, he defines this very nicely. He defines the difference between ethic and ethics. Ethics being a code of conduct, being morality, being the difference between right and wrong. So when you're saying ethics, you really are talking about rules. And if you're saying somebody is ethical, then you are saying that that person is morally upright, that they know the difference between right and wrong, and so they are, you know, they do what is right. But work ethic is a different thing. Work ethic, of course, there is an element of goodness in it, but the point is, it's not that. Work ethic is really a choice. It is how we choose to work, how we choose to approach what we call work. And that is extremely important because at the end of the day, this is what affects our work. The quality of work depends on the work ethic of the individual. Now, one of the things that I have always said is that if you find somebody who has a good work ethic, meaning somebody who takes pride in their work, then that person you do not need to supervise, because that person is his or her best supervisor. Nobody can supervise you better than you can supervise yourself, and that is never truer than in the case of a work ethic. So work ethic is important because it's a choice. I have recently seen this in action. I have a landscape guy working in my house, where we are quite literally doing up everything outside the house, which was a total disaster. And the way I've seen him working, now this guy, he's Guatemalan, and his name is Anselmo Ortiz. Anyone wanting to employ him, please contact me. I will give you the contact. I will ask Umer to send you the link of his organization in this podcast itself. Now, he is a business owner, and he works himself. And the way, when I see him working, it's an absolute joy. The first job that he did for me was weeding, and then putting weed control fabric, and then putting broken stone mulch on a set of three flower beds that I have right outside the house. Since it was the first job that I had contracted him for, and you know, my old habits of tea planting, of supervising closely, so I literally spent the entire time, from the time he came to the time he left, with him outside, and just sitting there chatting with him and so on. Now, the first day I did that. From the second day onwards, I decided I did not need to do that because of the way I saw him working. It began, I asked him, what time will you come tomorrow? He said, 7 o'clock. So I said, okay, 7 o'clock. And then the thing in my mind is, 7 o'clock is okay, 7 o'clock. Here's this guy who is West Indian, more than likely very laid back and so on and so forth. So 7 o'clock would mean, sometime in the morning. But mercifully, I had the good sense to be awake and available. Because exactly at 7, not 1 minute later, not 1 minute earlier, his truck drives into my house. Exactly at 7. Now, he has been working. He's been here 5-6 times. And he's got still a couple of days to go. And I have seen that this applies to him whatever time he says, whether it's 7 o'clock, whether it is 8 o'clock, whether it is 6 o'clock. Today he came at 6 o'clock. Time is a number for him. So when he gives me a time, his word is his bond. When he gives me a time, I can set my watch with that timing, with his statement. Now that is a case of work ethic. Now I saw the guy, first time I met him, I saw him limping and he had a stick that he was using. So I asked him what happened. He said, I was working with an axe and the axe slipped and hit my leg and cut the tendon. So obviously, it was an excruciatingly painful injury. They have reconstructed it and so on and so forth, but it still hurts him. Now, technically, he should not even be lifting weights and he should not be doing hard work. But, poor people, immigrants, they are in America. They are not entitled to whatever injury relief or accident relief and so on and so forth. So he still has to earn a living. So he works. But in this work, his brother also works with him. So that it's like a family business. The whole time I saw him, he was not making any excuses for his injury. I mean, he worked as hard as his brother. His brother helped him a great deal. It was very nice to see the two brothers, how their relationship is. But this guy, absolutely in the thick of it, including lifting weights, including doing whatever needs to be done. Final sort of crowning glory was, I went into the house after some time. I had something to do, so I went into the house. I happened to look outside through the window. And I see this man lying flat on his face on the pathway going down from my front door to the driveway. So instantly, I thought maybe, he fell down or something. But then I see he's got a rake in his hand and he is raking the bed with a mulch, because to access that bed is difficult because there is a railing between the bed and the pathway. So what he does is he lies down flat on his face on the pathway and he is raking the mulch, the stone mulch in the bed, making sure that it's evenly spread and it's all level. Now, when I saw that, I said, well, here is a man with a work ethic. And here is a man who does not need any supervision. Here is a man who can be completely trusted to do his best in the job. Seriously, I sometimes think that when I'm dead, what do I want people to, what would make me happy if people remembered? One of those things is my commitment to time, that everything should be at its stated time, where I take time as a mark of a person's self-respect. And if I give you a time, then I do my best to stick to that time to ensure that I live that commitment. I always say time is a number. It's not open to interpretation. So that's one of the things that I would like to be remembered for. And the other thing I'd like to remember for is the fact that I try to do my best in whatever I do to the extent possible. I mean, if I fail, then it's not because of lack of trying, but because, that's a weakness or something went wrong. But to the best of my ability, I try to ensure that I fulfill my complete commitment in whatever I have given. And I think this is what I saw in this man. I said, SubhanAllah, look at this guy. I can say, I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth. And indeed, I that is why I'm doing it. But this guy is not even a Muslim, so he's not even talking about that. This is just the man's self-respect, just his own commitment to himself. This is how he sees himself. He can barely speak English, broken English kind of thing. If you speak to him, you have to speak slowly. If you speak too fast, he doesn't understand. I don't know how much of education he has. Probably not very much, because he was in Guatemala, and Guatemala is not known for its great colleges and universities. But somewhere in that, he comes from a very poor family. But despite all that, somewhere, somehow his parents or whoever it was that's responsible managed to instill in him, and he has this work ethic, which is the choice that he chooses to make when he approaches work, to make sure that he lives his commitments, to make sure that he does what he commits to do, to make sure that he honors his word, and he sticks to and delivers what he promises. Now, this is the essence of living Islam, the work ethic. And work ethic is important because it is a choice. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.